Good morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show, coming to you from New Orleans, with host Tanya Brown. Our episodes span about 20 minutes long to give you just a little pop of magic. So, tune in, take a deep breath, and enjoy.
Good morning, witches. It is April, which I know it was April yesterday, but I still can't believe it's April. First of all, April is like my favorite month of the year. One, because it's my birthday month, and then it's like everyone I know's birthday month. I'm friends with a lot of Aries. I tend to attract a lot of Aries. I don't know why. I mean, other than I am an Aries. I tend to really like air signs and fire signs. Those are always like the people I tend to get along with the best and feel like I can relax around. And yeah, so everyone I love's birthday this month, and it's my birthday, and I'm so excited. I have some great stuff planned. You'll definitely see a vlog of some of my escapades soon, which escapades is a really exciting word for me going to go listen to people talk about ghost stories, but neither here nor there. So, our quote of the day is, I'm finally ready to own my own power, to say, this is who I am. If you like it, you like it. And if you don't like it, you don't. So watch out. I'm gonna fly. Oprah Winfrey. So we're talking today about blue belts, and we're gonna talk a little bit about some of the lore, the mythology, the magic. So Anna Franklin Hearthwitch.wordpress.com says, the bluebell is said to chime at midnight to call fairies to their revels, but humans should beware. The flowers are so magically enchanted that adults who wander into the bluebell woods will be led by pixies, meaning the fairies, will cause them to lose their way and meander until they are rescued, while children will be stolen by fairies, never to be seen again. The cunning folk maintain that you should never pick wild bluebells as it angers the fairies, and they grow freely in the gardens of witches, and even their presence might lead to a suspicion of witchcraft. It is said that planting bluebells in the garden will attract fairies. Oh, I love bluebells. I've never thought about them before this week, but now I love them and they're my favorite. Sometimes I feel like I'm a very fickle person. Which is not true. I feel like I'm very, very loyal, but I tend to kind of fall in love with things on like a whim. But like cute things. Like I love crawfish. I think they're super cute and I love them very much. And sometimes when I, because so for anyone who doesn't know, crawfish season has been really bad in New Orleans because summer was really bad. So like we haven't had crawfish, and if there is crawfish, they're expensive. I missed crawfish so much. I was Googling pictures of them just so I could look at their cute little faces. So I already have a name for if I ever have a crawfish pet. I also have a name for if I ever have a little shrimp pet. And I don't want to reveal them because I don't want anyone stealing my little shrimp and crawfish names. but I love them. I think they're so cute. The problem is I also think they're delicious. And that is very confusing for me. It's like when I had that rat. Does anyone remember the rat who, like, ruined my life for a week and I had to sleep on a couch and, like, pee at Starbucks for a week? The rat eventually died because it's a city rat and that's what they do. And I was so sad. So it was very confusing because I was very scared of the rat, but I also felt like I had bonded with the rat. So it was really weird and confusing for me. But anyways, now I love bluebells. They're so pretty. All right, I'm going to throw this over to our, nope, we have headlines. Oh my gosh, headlines. I'm so sorry. I'm a little loosey goose today, if you can't tell. So this is from universetoday.com. New moons found at Uranus and Neptune. Astronomers have found three new moons orbiting our solar system's giants. Ice giants. One is orbiting Uranus and two are orbiting Neptune. It took hard work to find them, including dozens of time exposures by some of our most powerful telescopes over several years. All three are captured objects, and there are likely more moons around both planets waiting to be discovered. This is the first new moon found around Uranus in 20 years and brings the planet's total to 28. One of the three new moons around Neptune is the smallest ever detected with a ground-based telescope, and a pair of new discoveries bring Neptune's total to 16. Oh, I am very afraid of astronomy. One day I'll tell that story if I haven't already. I did not know there were so many moons around these planets. All right, I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent, and after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro friends. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Tuesday, April 2nd. The last quarter moon continues to conquer in Capricorn today. Here, the moon squares Mercury and trines Jupiter and Uranus. We'll likely feel that square to Mercury quite acutely as Mercury stations retrograde today. With Mercury at a standstill, we can count on miscommunications and misunderstandings to begin in earnest today. Mercury is in Aries, so a lot of these mishaps can be tied to being in a rush and or being a bit short with our words. We will need to find a way to be diplomatic despite all of our instincts to the contrary. This will not be easy, as it may seem like this day is built to get a rise out of you. Just force yourself to slow down and recognize that it's not you, it's the vibes. Your daily moon mantra is, patience is not passive. On the contrary, it is concentrated strength. This has been your daily moon mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Evolution of a Witch is a prompt journal made for witches by witches. Do you believe in good versus evil? What three items would be used to summon you? Who has been the most impactful person in your practice? These questions are meant to not only help you think about life from new perspectives, but to elevate your magic as well. Whether you want to write your responses and move on, or use this journal as a jumping-off point for future conversations with friends, Evolution of a Witch is a judgment-free space for you to share your thoughts and ideas. Evolution of a Witch by best-selling author Tanya Brown is available for order online at your local bookshop or wherever books are sold.
All right, we are back. So we are having our Coven series this week. Yesterday, we talked about different types of groups, and today we're talking about questions you need to ask yourself before seeking a group. So, as you can tell, we went over a bunch of different types of groups yesterday, and they had various forms of publicness, closedness, commitment, casualty, intimacy, beliefs, etc. So, let's go over some of the big questions you need to ask yourself before seeking out a group. Number one, you need to decide if this is a group that's going to be based around religious beliefs. That is going to make a very big difference in what you look for and what you seek out. So, do you want a group that is Wiccan? And if it's Wiccan, a certain type of Wiccan, and you have to understand that this likely, typically any group that comes with religious beliefs is going to come with some sort of initiation, right? So it might be a little bit more difficult to get into. So that's number one. Number one, do you want a group around religious beliefs? Okay. And again, this is going to be groups that have some sort of tried and true method. They probably worship certain deities. They have really strict rules for how things work. They're typically going to be closed, typically going to be private, high commitment, and more difficult to get into. So it might require some sort of initiation. Or do you want groups that aren't based around religious beliefs? So this is going to be more spiritual, a little bit more casual, and things of that nature. Now, in the same vein, you have to ask yourself, question number two, what beliefs do I want this group to have, right? So let's say you decide, oh, maybe the hardcore religious stuff isn't for me, but I still want to be in line with the beliefs of this group. So do you want this group to worship gods and goddesses? Do you not want them to? Do you want them to have a high concentration on moon phases, right? Do you want them to celebrate every holiday? So decide what beliefs you want this group to have. So for example, me personally, I've shared this before. I'm not particularly a moony gal. Do I know a lot about the moon? Sure. That's just from like osmosis of being in the witch community for so long. You pick things up, but I don't really seek out that information and I don't plan my witchcraft around it. So if I found a group and I hadn't done that internal work and the group I found was one that highly focuses on the moon, I might not like that group. I might not feel valued there. I might feel it's not expanding my magical horizons. And that is really why kind of sussing out your own beliefs and asking these questions are important, because at the end of the day, you want to find a group that fosters and nurtures your spiritual path, right? And asking these questions is just going to help you avoid a lot of mistakes, a lot of pitfalls, and a lot of obstacles on the way to that. Now, next thing you want to ask yourself, right? So we've already checked, do we want religion, yes or no? And we want a group that kind of has a focus around our belief system. Question 3, do you want a group that is high commitment or low commitment? That's going to be a big one, right? Like, are you ready to be a part of like a committed group where like you're expected to do things and you have, again, you have expectations, you have responsibilities. That's the thing, is I feel like some people really want to get into committed groups for the fantasy, but they don't have the schedule for it, or they don't have the time management ability for it, or they don't really want to be held to any sort of standard, right? So you have to decide, do you want low commitment or high commitment? So that's going to affect the kind of groups you look at, right? Are you going to go to the monthly UU ritual where you kind of sit and relax and watch? That's pretty low commitment. It's like not a lot expected of you. You can never show up again and no one's probably going to notice. Like, that's very, very low commitment. Do you want a casual circle where members kind of come and go in and out? Again, people aren't really expecting all that much. Again, low commitment. Or do you want high commitment? Do you want to form these really deep, meaningful relationships where you rely on each other? That's going to be like more like a coven. That's going to be a different sort of group, right? So question 3 is commitment. Do you want a high commitment group or a low commitment group? Next, we have to think about intimacy. Like, and when I say intimacy, I think of, is it very public or very private? And again, that's going to affect kind of what you're getting into. There are closed covens that are very public, which I know sounds funny, but there's covens here in New Orleans that like they're part of a closed tradition. But for some reason, me, an outsider, knows every single member in their coven. You know what I mean? Like that. So you kind of have to go into it knowing, how public do you want to be? Do you want everyone to know you're in this group, or do you want it to be very private? So typically, a very intimate private group is going to be one that is a really tight coven. Now, it's going to require more to get into that, right? Because if it's really intimate and private and closed, they kind of need proof that you're someone who fits into that realm, right? They need to make sure that you fit amongst the personality types, the belief types, the personality, all of that, right? So you want to decide, do you want something really public where you just go to like the same conference every year or the same festival every year? Or you go to the public UU circle, right? That's very public. Anyone might see you. Or do you want something much more private and intimate and discreet? And that is going to typically be something more of a coven. But again, it's no guarantee, right? So asking yourself these questions and knowing what you prefer will let you know what to ask a group, right? Because like I said, there are closed covens that for some reason I know everyone in the coven. Like, why? You know what I mean? So you also want to check with that group and be like, hey, how public knowledge is this? You know, if that's something that's really important to you. And finally, you have to decide what your personal magical goals are and if this group fosters those goals. That's a hard one, you know? I know for me, when I was in my early 20s, I was really having the goal of I just want to meet other witches and I want to learn as much information as possible. So open circles, public circles, things that had kind of low commitment, but where were more public was really great for me. I went to a lot of UU rituals. I went to a lot of public stuff. I created a public circle where anyone could kind of come and learn. But as I've gotten older, I feel like I need that less, right? I have a good grasp on my knowledge base. I'm very confident in my own magical world and skill and ability, and I need that less. But I am finding myself wanting more intimate connections and private connections and closed connections. And so now I'm at the point where I am in coven territory instead of circle territory. So again, there's no right or wrong. You just have to kind of decide what's for you. And asking yourself these questions is going to be really, really helpful in kind of helping you navigate the world of magical groups, you know? All right, witches, we are wrapping up this episode of the Witch Daily Show. I want to give a shout out to listener Bonnie Jenkins. Bonnie, you scrumptious pretty witch. Katie Garcia, you dreamlike woodland fairy. Arlene Fry, you scholarly graceful pixie. And Ashley Hirawaka, you celestial Arcadian fire dragon. Thank you for so much for being Patreon supporters. I really appreciate it. And I'm going to be honest, I've been having a lot of fun with this topic because it's probably the only topic I can just talk about with absolutely no notes, no research or anything because, one, I've already done the research. I've been wanting to write a book on this sort of thing for a while now, and I have a lot of the research compiled. But also, I have the experience. So I have stories, I have, trust me, it's all in there. But that's all I've got for you today. Don't forget any books, sex headline sources, anything we reference today can be found in the episode description or witchpod.com. And we'll talk again tomorrow. Bye.
Witches, we hope you have a wonderful day, full of joy and gentleness and confidence. Links for this week's episodes, our website, Patreon, along with a free daily card pull can be found at witchpod.com. One stop for everything we talk about. Now, take one more deep breath and have a great day.